It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan.
31 days of Halloween.
Halloween wouldn't be complete without someone who's absolutely insane. Or a total psychopath, for that matter. Well, back in 1976, a psychopath calling himself the Son of Sam committed an appalling series of murders in the city of New York. As the case unraveled, it began to display a macabre and exquisitely bizarre set of coincidences that to this very day are just hard to wrap your head around. Lots of occult connections and just weirdness, so enjoy this one, guys. July 29, 1976, at about 1 a.m., Donna Loria, an 18-year-old student, was shot and killed instantly as she sat in a parked car talking through the open window to a friend, Jody Vellante. Jody, who was standing outside and was shot in the leg, described the killer to the police as a white male in his 30s, stocky, husky-voiced, and very calm. He had walked, not run, from the scene of the murder. 12 more shootings, resulting in 5 more fatalities, took place in the next 12 months. Finally, on August 10, 1977, 24-year-old David Richard Berkowitz was arrested and charged with the murders. The randomness of the killings had appalled and caused terror among New Yorkers for over a year. That evening, the ABC TV network devoted half of its nationwide news broadcast to reporting the details of the final capture of the Son of Sam, as the killer liked to call himself. And that's where the bizarreness starts. The police investigation into the Son of Sam case turned up many sinister synchronicities, but as more became apparent about the killer, these became less attributable to the workings of the cosmic Joker than the macabre obsession of a seriously twisted mind. Let's talk about some of those connections, shall we? There's dog connections everywhere throughout this case. Berkowitz claimed he received his orders to kill from a dog called Sam. So this dog was talking to him, basically telling him to go murder people. This dog was owned by Sam Carr, Berkowitz's neighbor in the New York City district of Yonkers. On December 24th, 1976, Berkowitz shot a dog named Rocket at 18 Wicker Street, Yonkers. 2 days later, 3 German Shepherd dogs were found slain in a gutter near Wicker Street as well. Early in 1977, Berkowitz applied for a position at a Yonkers dog kennel. Donna Loria's father, Mike, was bringing her pet poodle down from the apartment as his daughter was shot. All the murders were committed with a Bulldog 44 Magnum revolver. While Berkowitz was also in police custody, 3 more German Shepherd dogs were killed in one incident in Yonkers. So there's also some more connections here with the Wicker Man as well. In 1973, a movie called The Wicker Man was released. It was set on a remote island in Scotland and starred Britt Ekland and Edward Woodward. It told the story of the ritual murder of a virgin policeman by the pagan villagers. He meets his gruesome end when he's burned alive in an enormous wicker effigy. In April 1977, during the height of the Son of Sam murders, The Wicker Man was rerun at a Manhattan movie theater. A few weeks later, in May 1977, Berkowitz firebombed the house of Joaquin Nito, the owner of the Rocket, the dog Berkowitz had shot in December 1976. Nito lived at 18 Wicker Street. Are you starting to get a feeling for how connected and synchronized all this is? On June 5th, 1977, a letter was sent to New York Daily News columnist Jimmy Breslin from someone who had inside knowledge of the murders, the letter portions of which were published, ended with occult hieroglyphics and was signed Son of Sam, the Wicked King of Wicker. Berkowitz lived in an apartment at 35 Pine Street in Yonkers. His street was only one block away from, you guessed it, Wicker Street. Oh my God. Really. There's also occult connections, like I mentioned earlier. In a letter to the police found at the scene of the Son of Sam murders of Valentina Serrani and Alexander Ezzo on April 17, 1977, the killer ended with the words, "I am the monster, Beelzebub, and Chubby Behemoth." At the bottom of the letter sent to journalist Jimmy Breslin was drawn an occult symbol, or sigil, created by the 19th century French occultist Alphonse Louis Constant, who called himself Eliphas Levi. Eliphas was a play on the Latin word for elephant, or Eliphas. The demon associated with the elephant in the occult tradition is, guess who, Behemoth. Or Bahamut, where do you want to say it? On June 25th, 1977, Judy Placido and Salvatore Lupo were shot in the parking lot after a night's dancing at Eliphas Disco in the Bayside section of Queens. Think about that now. Think about that. Every one of these things are connected, and it's so creepy. One more connection. The drawings of Eliphas Levi include an elaborate design for the evocation of demons. The demons' names were and include Berkeil or Berkowitz and Amersak. The latter name can be interpreted as an approximate reverse spelling of Sam Carr, the name of the owner of the dog that Berkowitz claimed gave him orders to kill. So there you go. The Son of Sam is not just about murders. It's about all these synchronicities and all this weird stuff. And it makes you wonder who's really in control. Oh, God. Is there some kind of cosmic joker out there? I don't know. All I do know is that if a dog started talking to me, probably not going to take his advice. Might wind up in like a rough patch or something. Anyway, guys, hope you're enjoying a very creepy and bizarre month. Like, this is just really creepy and bizarre. And I'll see you guys tomorrow for more 31 Days of Halloween. Take care.